Losing a child is a heart-wrenching experience, and it's even more devastating when you find yourself, as parents, attending your own child's funeral. Children are the very essence of joy for parents, and they have an unparalleled capacity to enrich our lives in countless ways. So, to experience the loss of a child, particularly one's own, certainly inflicts a depth of pain that is unimaginable. In April of 2020, Vietnam was shaken as headlines of a local news outlet featured a heartbreaking story. A 3-year-old girl from Hanoi had been brutally abused and beaten to death. The news sent shockwaves through communities, sparking outrage and sorrow as people grappled with the senseless tragedy that had befallen the innocent child. Questions began to flood everyone's minds. Who could have committed such a heinous act? Why would someone inflict such pain on a defenseless child? And how could this have happened in their community? If the headline alone didn't evoke enough sadness and anger among readers, the article was accompanied by a photograph that intensified these emotions. The photo showed a couple, tears streaming down their faces, heads bowed, and hands tightly clasped. In the background, a portrait of the young girl loomed over the scene. The woman was seen in utter despair as the caption identified them as the parents of the little girl. Their grief appeared to be a natural response to the death of their child, but upon closer examination, a startling detail emerged. Both of their hands were handcuffed. In that moment captured by the lens, a narrative unfolded, one of loss, and perhaps of untold struggles. This photograph was a window into a family's shattered world, and it raised one burning question. Why were the girl's own parents handcuffed at her funeral? You're listening to Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast, brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. This episode may contain sensitive details and graphic imagery. Listener discretion is advised. On the afternoon of March 30th, 2020, Mrs. D, the grandmother of the little girl, received a message from the Hanoi District Police regarding an incident involving her granddaughter. She was then urgently requested to head to the Hanoi Medical University Hospital to confirm the child's identity. Upon her arrival, she received news that shook her to the core. Mrs. D was escorted into the emergency room, where the first thing she saw was a small body covered in white sheets. The sight alone was enough to signal bad news. But the realization that her own granddaughter lay beneath those covers struck her with an even greater force. The harsh reality of the situation weighed heavily on her heart as she grappled with the devastating truth. The medical team explained that the girl had suffered numerous injuries and showed signs of violence on her body. Due to the severity of her condition, they had already reported the incident to the police. But despite their best efforts to save her, it was too late. The girl had succumbed to her injuries. Immediately, investigators were dispatched to the hospital to conduct preliminary investigations, as well as question Mrs. D about what had happened. As per local news reports, 51-year-old Mrs. D claims that the young girl had been residing with her at her residence in Vong La Commune at the Dong An district of Hanoi. Mrs. D recounts that on March 5th, her daughter, the mother of the child, had requested her to bring the girl to the inner city of Hanoi. She also explains that her daughter had made this request under the pretense of taking the child out to play. While news sources do not explicitly clarify the nature of the relationship between Mrs. D and her daughter, it is noted that the girl's mother often finds herself entangled in complicated relationships and is frequently absent from the area. This circumstance likely prompted Mrs. D to insist on caring for the child herself. Understanding her daughter's tendency towards irresponsibility, Mrs. D believed it was in the best interest of the child to reside with her, as she knew she could provide a stable and secure environment amidst her mother's unpredictable lifestyle. Mrs. D had brought the young girl to meet her mother on the 5th of March, and sources indicate that she left the child in her care for the following weeks. However, on the 30th of March, after 25 days had passed, she received the devastating news of the child's death. With no idea what happened or what had caused this, questions swirled in her mind. Mrs. D struggled with a mix of grief, anger, and disbelief as she faced her profound loss. Amidst her pain, she was only interested in one thing: who was responsible for the little girl's death? Back at the hospital, relatives of Mrs. D and the little girl had arrived and were stunned by the news. Just a minute ago, everything seemed fine, but now they found themselves planning a funeral for a three-year-old. As it was deemed an unnatural death due to the extensive bruises and injuries on her body, the hospital had to conduct a thorough medical examination to determine the cause of the little girl's death. According to forensic results obtained by the family, the little girl had suffered a sunken skull, severe brain damage, and a broken jaw. Furthermore, there were numerous deep bruises and injuries on her legs and arms, along with hair loss on her head. Pictures of the girl before her death revealed that she had a full head of hair down to her shoulders. However, post-mortem photos displayed clumps of missing hair and evident bald patches. These horrifying findings not only added to the family's anguish, but also highlighted the extent of the violence inflicted on the little girl. Mrs. D was now consumed by anger, but she wasn't prepared for the truth she would soon learn. Neither were the people of Vietnam. Due to her age, news reports of the incident referred to the young girl as M, a pseudonym, while her parents were identified as 31-year-old Yuen Minh Thuan and 29-year-old Yuen Thi Lan An. Lan An was the girl's biological mother and Mrs. D's daughter, while Minh Thuan was her stepfather. Records indicate that Lan An had been married three times before, and M, who had just passed away, was the child of her first husband. This complex family dynamic added layers of confusion and concern as authorities delved into the circumstances surrounding the girl's tragic death. Examining the child's injuries, it was evident that she had been subjected to severe beating and possibly torture. The police were unable to determine if it was inflicted by hands or a weapon, but the brutality of the assault was unmistakable. The only question was, why would anyone inflict such cruelty upon a three-year-old? This was a question that at the time, no one had the answers to. So investigators delved further, realizing that they should focus on who had brought the child to the hospital in the first place. According to the records, at 8 a.m. on March 30th, the day of the child's death, M's mother, Lan An, had taken the girl to the hospital upon realizing that M was experiencing difficulty breathing. Tragically, she died at 11 o'clock, just a few hours later, with the cause of death determined to be a traumatic brain injury. The records do not mention whether her stepfather, Minh Thuan, was present, but it didn't matter, because doctors immediately recognized this as a case of severe child abuse. In medical school, doctors are trained to recognize signs of physical abuse and neglect, particularly in young patients. They are taught to look out for indicators such as unexplained injuries, repeated injuries, delayed medical care, and the behavior of their parents. Doctors are also trained to consider the possibility of abuse when there is a mismatch between the injury and the child's age, or when the injury doesn't match the explanation given for how it happened. In cases where doctors suspect child abuse, they are required to report their concerns to the appropriate authorities, such as Child Protective Services or law enforcement. This duty to report their findings is an essential aspect of every physician's role in protecting the welfare of their patients. When it came to the case of little M, The doctors likely recognized the severity and nature of her injuries, which led them to conclude that it was a case of child abuse. The sunken skull found on M indicates that she likely experienced a significant impact to the head, possibly from blunt force trauma. And due to the trauma to her head, it likely resulted in injury or bleeding within the brain tissue, which ultimately caused her death. The broken jaw is another indicator of severe physical trauma. It suggests a forceful blow to the face or head, causing the jawbone to fracture. Such injuries are also often seen in cases of physical abuse, where the child may have been struck in the face with significant force. Overall, the combination of M's injuries were consistent with child abuse, and the medical team were compelled to report their suspicions to the police. We cannot say for certain how M's mother behaved in the hospital, but our assumption is that she likely panicked or felt uneasy. This is despite experiencing deep sorrow and pain over the death of her daughter. It was her uneasiness that caught the attention of the police, leading them to suspect that she might have been hiding something. Whether she admitted it to the police herself, or they simply observed her behavior, 29-year-old Lan An and her husband, Min Tuan, were now the prime suspects. Given the severity of this case of child abuse, it was clear that the girl had been murdered. Public outcry surged as news reports flooded the nation about a case where parents abused their child to death. But it reached its peak when netizens stumbled upon a troubling Facebook post. The post contained over 10 photos, with most of them showing the parents and the young girl. The first image portrayed her funeral service, with M's photo surrounded by incense sticks, flowers, and mourning relatives. Yet, what followed were even more disturbing photographs. One of the images depicted her lying in what appeared to be the hospital's mortuary. She wore a baby blue dress and was clutching a teddy bear in her right hand. Her legs, however, had deep red bruises, which marred her skin. The sight of these injuries sent shivers down viewers' spines, hinting at the unspeakable horrors the girl had endured. Another image depicted M lying in her coffin, surrounded by mourners kneeling beside her, their tears bearing witness to the unfolding tragedy. However, the most disturbing photo that truly shook viewers was the final one attached to the post. It was one of M's face. Despite being blurred, there were unmistakable signs of dried blood covering her face, and clumps of her hair were noticeably missing. These pictures were hard to stomach for many people, as no one could comprehend how or why this could have happened. Examining the photo of the young girl before the tragedy, she appeared lively and bubbly, as any three-year-old should. But now, with these photos of the aftermath, it's impossible for many not to feel furious. The thought that she may have been struck so hard that clumps of her hair fell out, or even torn from her head, is truly heartbreaking. It was now April 3rd, 2020, and Vietnam was still grappling with the shocking news of the child abuse case. The Hanoi District Police wasted no time and promptly issued a warrant for the arrest of Lan An. Meanwhile, Min Tuan, the stepfather, was also taken into custody. Subsequently, the files and suspects were transferred to the Hanoi City Criminal Police Department for further investigation. While it was unclear if the couple denied the allegations of child abuse during their arrest, it was evident that they would not be set free without facing severe punishment. Then, during a routine medical test, Min Tuan tested positive for narcotics, indicating that he had consumed drugs before M's death. This only added fuel to the fire, and the public was now more infuriated than ever. But what makes this one of Vietnam's most heinous cases of child abuse is not just the fact that the victim was killed, but the horrific ordeal she endured prior to her death. That's coming up in the next episode. Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast, is brought to you by MediaCorp and 1UP Media. This episode was produced and written by Guang Jin, edited by Alex, narrated by Jason, audio experience by Ethan Sam, additional engineering by Ashley from 1UP Media. Special thanks to executive producer Danny Cordy from MediaCorp. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one.